Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Wednesday, January the 30th, 2013. I'm David Knight, and here are our top stories.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, a CIA nominee admits to having advanced knowledge of, quote, enhanced interrogation techniques. Then, a bare-chested TSA protester wins the trial over his airport arrest. And David Knight breaks down the military occupation of urban America. All that and more coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, many people turn to Fox News as an alternative to the obviously left-biased CNN, NPR, and the broadcast media. But is it really a fair and balanced alternative? Is it a counterweight to the Democrat cheerleaders that you find in the rest of the media? Is it an alternative news source? Well, that you can trust that is balanced and fair. Joseph Farah of WND asked the question, is Fox News really different? Farah writes, there's no question other media are even more skewed to the left than News Corporation. That's the parent company of Fox News. But he says, I'm sure it'll be shocking to many Americans just how supportive of the political status quo and the Democratic Party agenda News Corp really truly is. He points out that Rupert Murdoch's organization has gave six times as much to Barack Obama as it did to Mitt Romney. And he says, don't be fooled by slogans designed to tickle your ears or by clever marketing gimmicks. One of America's biggest problems is control of the news and the flow of information by a state-influenced, if not state-controlled, media. Well, conventional wisdom is being challenged in other ways as well. Just this last week, we had after 51 years, fluoridation was repealed in Windsor, Ontario. City Council there voted to stop fluoridating the water. Well, conventional wisdom is being challenged in other ways as well. After 51 years, fluoridation is being ended in Windsor, Ontario. There was a debate there between the City Council members, some of them appealing to scientific sources, and of course there are different views in the scientific community about the benefits of fluoridation. About the risks as well as the effectiveness of fluoridation and helping people with their teeth. As the mayor pointed out, a lot has changed in the last 60 years. Fluoride is not the be-all and end-all to prevent tooth decay. The motion passed by 8-3. And it's important to note, as the article does, that the fluoride compound being added to Windsor's water supply, hydrofluorosilicic acid, would be illegal to dump in the environment and represents the only chemical we're adding to our water for mass medication. That's an important point to make, and that is that when we treat water with chlorine, that is to kill bacteria, whereas fluoride is medication. And as he points out, one of the other people in the debate pointed out in that city, it's just purely paternalistic that you would force people to take a particular medication, as well as require the city to spend tremendous amounts of money to get rid of the toxic wastes of particular companies that are favored by the regulators. Now, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, Obama's new appointment that he wants to get through for CIA to replace General Petraeus, or Director of CIA Petraeus, John Brennan. We find out that he has not only been a cheerleader in the past for drone strikes, he was what CNN called Obama's drone warrior, but now we find that he's been in the forefront of enhanced interrogation techniques and defending the use of those by the CIA. He was a regular recipient of CIA message traffic about controversial aspects of the agency's counterterrorism program after September 2001, including the use of waterboarding. He has detailed and contemporaneous knowledge of the use of enhanced interrogation techniques. So basically, it looks like we can't count on too much to change at the CIA. Well, remember that former director Petraeus bragged about the fact that our home appliances would be eavesdropping on us. Well, it should come as no surprise that electronic information devices are riddled with back doors. The feds are critical, say the critical security flaws found in millions of home and office devices will allow these networking protocol that's called Universal Plug and Play to be used by tens of millions of routers, computer printers, storage devices, smart TVs, and other devices that would let outside attackers invade your home or your business network and cause havoc. Dozens of device manufacturers, including Cisco, Linksys, Netgear, Sony, Siemens, and Belkin, have notified but no one has rolled out any patches yet. It may be by design that they haven't fixed these back doors. Now, in a hopeful sign, we have someone who stood up for his rights, and it looks like that's going to move to the next step of appeal. A TSA protester with the Fourth Amendment written on his chest wins a trial over an airport arrest. If you remember, this is the young man who in Richmond, Virginia, wrote the Fourth Amendment on his chest and took off his shirt as a protest at the TSA checkpoint. This is in December of 2010. He opted out of the radiation firing nude body scanner and instead chose the enhanced pat down, where he stripped down to his shorts and staged a silent protest using his body. In the exercise of his rights to free speech, the lawsuit claims, and to petition the United States government for the redress of grievances, he was arrested without probable cause. They arrested him for taking off his shirt and having that written there. They also questioned him to see if he had any affiliation or knowledge of terrorist groups. Now, this was a peaceful, lawful protest about the violations of the Fourth Amendment, of the Constitution. And I find it kind of ironic that the agent who singled that out was called Agent Smith, straight out of the Matrix. And they accused him of bizarre behavior. Apparently, a peaceful protest exercising your constitutional rights to complain about constitutional rights that are taken is now considered to be bizarre. But it's perfectly normal for the TSA to do what they do at the airports. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our special report on the American military invading cities in the U.S.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with the biggest contest announcement we've ever made. This is so incredibly exciting. We are launching Operation Paul Revere. What did Paul Revere do? He rode through the countryside in New England saying, to arms, the redcoats are coming. Wanteth by land, toeth by sea. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Let me officially announce Operation Paul Revere, a $100,000 cash first place winner to be judged by yours truly, Alex Jones. The film can be 3 minutes. It can be up to 2 hours. It can be fiction, nonfiction, documentary, drama. It's got to promote liberty and freedom and expose tyranny and oppression. And it's not just people in the U.S. that can enter. It's folks worldwide. The rules, the details are at Infowars.com/contest. You have to read the rules and officially sign up for this because it's a $100,000 prize, first place, $10,000 second place, $5,000 third place. But just as I did last year with a reporter contest, we are going to crowdsource from the pool of incredible talent out there and hire several official crews to be directors and writers and camera people in Infowars.com produced major films and documentaries that will be put in movie theaters and on cable. And I've got all the connections to get it done. Together, we're going to really give the New World Order hell. This is extremely exciting. I've made over 20 films. One of them alone has reached more than 40 million people on YouTube and Google Video. The Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Road to Tyranny. Films are the most effective thing I do, but they're very time consuming. And so I want to turn the power of we the people loose here. And your art, your research, your ideas are unstoppable. We're officially kicking the contest off this Friday. And you've got a little more than 3 months until April 30th. Just a little more than 3 months to produce your documentary or your film and get it out. And it will absolutely reach tens of millions of people. Our normal contest get about 500 entries. That's what $10,000 prizes. This is 10 times that. 100,000 for first place. That's one of the biggest contests out there. In fact, it's the biggest next to Doritos that has $100,000. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. $115,000 in cash prizes and a shot to have your film produced and financed by Infowars.com. Edit it, upload it to YouTube and one other alternate public video site, and send your entry to Paul Revere at Infowars.com. The animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about is happening right now. The modern battlefield is in the mind more than ever. We use truth. The globalists use lies and deception. The corruption and oppression and high-tech police state is in our face. But the controllers are scared. They intended to use the internet to dominate and control humanity and surveil us. But we've turned their system against them. This is a historic crossroads that we have reached. And I ask you to ride in the year 2013, just as one of the founders of this republic did back in 1775. I'm calling you to arms in the InfoWar because the pen and the video camera is mightier than the sword. Let's go in there and rescue humanity and awaken them and set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Be part of this contest. You've got 3 months. Put your hat in the ring. Be part of the solution to the corruption and oppression. Be part of the resistance to tyranny. We're looking for the Paul Revere's that will drive a stake through the New World Order's wicked heart. ProPure is introducing Pro-1. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. This is the Pro-1 by ProPure. You wanted it, you got it. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It cuts out the acid derivative of fluoride. It is the only one that does it. And out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. This is a revolution against the tyrants. They love putting the toxic acid base of fluoride into your water. They love the fact that it's an adjuvant supercharging the trace Prozac in the water and the hormones and the other chemicals. By cutting out fluoride, you cut out the turbocharger in all the poison being artificially introduced into your body. This is what I use. It's a win-win. You get a high-quality product at the lowest price. You support the InfoWar. Get your ProPure with the new Pro-1 filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, within the last week, there have been two major drills conducted by the military in U.S. cities with the cooperation and participation of the police. Now, this is something we should all be concerned about. The founding fathers are somebody that we look up to because they're the only revolutionary leaders that did not become tyrants themselves. They understood human nature and the depravity of human nature. And they not only defeated that in others, they resisted it in themselves, and they came up with safeguards and warnings for us as to how this would happen. And one of the things that they warned us about was a standing military as well as a central bank. A standing military will eventually, and has throughout history, become a tool of oppression. It has happened in our country in the past, where the military has been used to oppress people, and that's why we have the Posse Comitatus Act. That was to counteract American suppression in the U.S. by the American military. Well, let's take a look at some of these recent drills. On January the 28th in Houston, we have a clip. Let's show that clip.
Helicopters and the sound of gunfire created a lot of concern this afternoon in one Houston neighborhood. This happened in southeast Houston around the old Carnegie Vanguard High School.
When you see this, you think the worst.
She told me, don't come home because it sounded like we're in a war zone. Guns shooting and helicopters flying around over the house.
And an Army major who was out here wouldn't tell us exactly what kind of training they were doing. HPD was aware of what was going on, but the fire department apparently wasn't.
Well, this is the military assault on a school. This was done with helicopters, with guns firing, with troops on the ground. The residents thought a war was breaking out. They didn't know what to think. They were warning family members not to come by. Now, the fire department didn't know about that. Ambulances were called and dispatched. The police knew about it, but neither the police nor the military warned any of the people, any of the citizens there in Houston. Now, that's not only something that is not competent, but it is also just contempt for the citizens. Let's take a look at this next clip here. This is Miami, 4 days earlier, January the 24th, 2013.
Still, if you've seen one of these drills, it really is like a scene out of one of those action movies, choppers stalking the sky of downtown Miami. Again, let me tell you what all of this is that we know of. It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military, as someone shot some video of some of these choppers, military-style choppers, flying over 395 in downtown.
Machine gun firing hit the deck.
Well, you heard the guy. He says, hey, it's like a movie. I guess it's supposed to be fun. A lot of people didn't think it was fun. A lot of people were very frightened by that because, again, they don't bother to tell people. But, again, what's concerning about that is notice that he says that they're training with the police. It's something that we see happening over and over again. Here's another one in Minneapolis, August 28th, 2012.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed. They are training in an urban environment. The U.S. Special Operations Command will be conducting these exercises until the beginning of September.
Yep, that's the view outside my window.
That's right. Did you hear her say, don't be alarmed. Everything is perfectly fine. It's just the American military preparing to attack U.S. cities. Of course, nothing the government ever does is bizarre or to be questioned, just like we are never to question the TSA. And if we do, we're the ones who are bizarre. Here's another one. St. Louis, July 3rd, 2012.
People who live and work in this neighborhood say they think the training here is a good idea.
I think it's the same way when you go out to other countries, when you go out of town. They don't have police officers, they have troops. And I think it kind of scares a lot of people.
Like, cut down on crime?
Crime, yeah, cut down on a whole lot of crime. Because they don't know if they're military or they're police.
I think it's fantastic because it might slow down some of the crime rate. You know, the crime rate might go down. You know, that's what I think of.
Well, now here, notice that the media takes a little bit different tact. It's not, don't worry, or it's fun, it's like a movie. Here they have two people that say, well, we think it'd be great because it'd be a great way to scare people and get crime down. Well, no, actually the standing military is a crime. And using the Army for police functions is a crime. It doesn't stop crime. It makes the government create the crime. No one who has a different view was presented in this article. And here's another one. Chicago, April 17, 2012.
A pretty scary scene along the Chicago River turns out to be a military training exercise.
Well, notice some of the things that they said. Although you're seeing the same things here as you did in other cities, people are talking about how reckless the behavior was. One of the videos that someone shot, he says, look at this, it's night, and these guys are zigzagging and weaving through skyscrapers at a very low altitude with no lights. something of reckless endangerment. But the thing that we're really concerned about, again, is the police and the military joining together. Take a look at this clip from Los Angeles in January the 26th, 2012.
Special Military Operation Forces, in conjunction with the LAPD, conducting some military maneuvers that had many people wondering what is going on.
When a Black Hawk helicopter and four OH-6s, or Little Birds, flew over the city. Duran says the military picks environments based on what they might be facing in the near future.
If it's a mountainous terrain, then they go to the mountains. If it's a desert terrain, they use the desert.
Also, what we saw here tonight in downtown Los Angeles has been seen in Miami and in Boston.
Now, do you notice what he said? He said, if it's a mountainous terrain, they go to the mountains. If it's desert, they go to the desert. If it's the coast, they go to the coast. Why are they going to American cities? Do you have cities like that in Afghanistan or Iraq? Are they planning to invade Iran? But if they're planning to invade Iran, why are they coordinating with American police? Do they think that the Iranian police are going to coordinate with them on an attack and an invasion of Iran? No. But the U.S. If the U.S. military attacks American cities, they will get the cooperation of the police, or at least some of them. Now, all these things have happened within the last year. All of these reports we just showed you in all these cities, major military drills involving the police and the military working together to take over American cities, training, as the man just pointed out, for the scenario that they're expecting to execute. But this has been going on for a long time. It's just accelerating. Let's take a look at this clip where we sent a team to Chicago. They saw there a National Guard training with local police and the Polish military. Now, in just a few seconds, you're going to see some Boy Scouts in rubber jumpsuits. That's right. They're pulling the Boy Scouts in
on
us.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground! On your knees! Everybody on the ground! Put your hands on your face! On the ground! On the ground!
The Boy Scouts are being trained to be victims.
Do not move! Cover your face with your hands! Cover your face with your hands!
And in just a few minutes, the Polish military is going to come in full combat gear. That's right. Foreign troops will come
in. Probably, 60 Boy Scouts down there with their Scoutmasters and whoever else wanted to come along. Notice they have them lying face down in the anthrax powder.
It's a very real-life situation.
Notice that they're lying face down.
Everyone lie down in the anthrax powder. And then we're going to move you.
Hostages, you are expendable. Please put your face directly in the powder.
All right. Yeah, all of a sudden Polish BOA is participating in this exercise, which they didn't mention at all before that. It was just they're here to observe. Hey, it's BOA. Bureau of Operational Anti-Terrorism is what I think it stands for. So I don't know. This was a hard one to swallow, watching these guys train.
Now, in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA that we produced in 2010, we have guardsmen training to find weapons caches in Arcadia, Iowa. And we have an interview with a lieutenant colonel with the National Guard there.
Held back now, it says in this article, going door to door asking if they can search homes looking for weapons. And they practice raiding the local gun shop. And this is for domestic operations. Lieutenant Colonel, I really appreciate you coming on such short notice, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. I saw this article out of the Daily Times Herald in Carroll, Iowa. Have you seen that?
I sure have.
It's telling us about an urban warfare drill to be held in several towns. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's actually a planned training event to provide our soldiers with greater proficiency at what we call cordon and search. Which is a mission that, just for a little background, we've deployed nearly 13,000 members of the Iowa National Guard in the Global War on Terror. And the vast majority of those have been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one of the missions that they perform in Iraq and Afghanistan on multiple occasions is cordon and search, where basically you are trying to get to an area, cordon it off to make sure everything's safe, and then actually search for caches of weapons or other kinds of contraband which could harm American forces and other
like Fallujah, what we saw in
Correct.
Fallujah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Exactly. So because of where we're located in Iowa, there are no active duty bases in Iowa. So we kind of have to create our own urban training environments. So the plan on this particular training event was to actually use a small town of about 450 people. The town has actually kind of adopted the unit, which is called Company A, 1st Battalion, 168th Infantry. And they were more than willing to participate in the exercise.
Well, we showed you Boy Scouts being trained to be victims. They're also training them to be aggressors. In a New York Times article in 2009, it says, Scouts to train to fight terrorists and more. Oh, what would that more be? And in this article, it says their person who is helping them is A.J. Lowenthal, a sheriff's deputy. He says, this is about being a true-blooded American guy and girl. Now, they also had them not only be aggressive with SWAT team raids, they also conducted a marijuana raid. And at one point, the guy says, put him on his face and put a knee in his back. I guarantee he'll shut up. Well, that's the kind of training they're giving the Boy Scouts, not helping little ladies cross the street anymore. Just put them on their face and put a knee in their back to make them shut up. Well, we got another clip here from Police State 2000. Now, in this one, Alex interviews a police chief from San Antonio. He had to kick out Delta Force for trying to bribe city officials in order to conduct training exercises there.
As far as we know, this is the first time that local law enforcement, local police leadership has actively stood up against Bill Clinton's new military.
What were your major reservations in asking the mayor to tell them that y'all didn't want them to train here and to cease training here?
Well, a lot of things happened. First of all, the organization came into the city and never really approached the city as a whole. In other words, gotten together with the mayor and said, we need to speak to all these different departments and request some assistance. Various groups and individuals came into the city and approached different people at different levels. The police department was contacted. The city manager's office was contacted about using city facilities. Various business owners were contacted through the economic development department. The fire department was contacted by different individuals. So there was never any coordinated approach to the city of San Antonio. When we found out of that, we had some reservations, but we were willing at least to listen. But then we started finding out that discussions were happening at other different levels, and there was no communication, no coordination between that. Well, then, when we said no, then some elected officials were contacted to bring pressure to bear. And then offers were made to give money, cash money, to elected officials' charities if they could get us to change our minds. I mean, as one of my deputy chiefs said, in some circles, that's called bribery.
Well, we have a long history of the military and the police working together in this country, training for martial law. And Alex has pointed that out for a long time in his documentaries and on the air. What's alarming about this, however, is the increasing rate at which this is happening. As I said, we just had in the last week, we had two major cities where there were two major exercises. The one that happened just a couple of days ago in Houston, they're firing guns and attacking schools. Citizens are never notified. What is happening is we're seeing the militarization of the police, and we're seeing the military used as police. That's a very frightening perspective. We've seen that before in our country's history. We've seen it in other countries. And in spite of what the people in St. Louis said that they put on the media, that is not something that reduces crime. What it does is it makes criminals out of both the military and the police. So we hope that there'll be more people like that San Antonio police chief who have the integrity and the wisdom to stand against this. Well, that's it for tonight's news. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you are watching this on YouTube and would like to help support our operation, please consider purchasing a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can share that with other friends and family. At least 10 people at a time can be watching simultaneously the news, so you can pass that out to even more than 10 people. I'm David Knight. See you tomorrow.